I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great Bobby Belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Stephen Jones's new mantra. Shut up and take my money. Please.
New mantra.
Something about white. He wants somebody to take his money. And he can't find anybody to do it.
That would be changed.
Guys, look, I'm dying to pay through the nose on all these guys, and they're not biting on it. Stephen Jones was talking after the press conference at the Star yesterday, announcing the move of the East-West Shrine Game. I can't remember where it was previously, but it's moving to Dallas. It's moving to Frisco. It'll be at the Ford Center. They're not going to have this at a grave site. They can't do that. Shop. But Stephen Jones yesterday was talking to reporters.
Shrine still involved.
And that's true. Yeah. Stephen was talking to reporters yesterday, and the topic of getting extensions done, specifically with Trayvon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, and Terrence Steele, came up, and he said, yeah, I'm ready. They aren't.
As you said, we've got more than just Diggs. Right. I mean, there's a... We're obviously, Adam and I are working through, how we would proceed with that. And timing's got to be right for those guys, got to be right for us. But, our goal would be hopefully to get, start to chip away at this because we do have guys up, whether it's a Steel, whether it's a Diggs, whether it's CD, right on down the line. We've got, guys that are going to need to be addressed as we move forward. But our focus is also on winning in 2023. So
there's not an order at all that you want to get them done in?
No specific order. It's just kind of when opportunity arises and, they got to be motivated to want to do it. It seems like more and more guys want to wait, and I understand why. It's usually the price goes up from one year to the next, but, people don't seem to be as in a, that type of hurry. But if, the opportunity's there, we'd sure like to, get one, two, three of these guys signed.
This is a change because the Cowboys historically have been the one that's kind of been, let's wait a little bit. Let's see here. We don't want to get run through the ringer on this one. We want to make sure that we're getting a great deal, so we're going to hold out as long as we can and play this game. I think they've learned. That sounds like Stephen has learned. We need to get stuff done now. Get it done. Price is only going to go up. If it's a mistake, it's a mistake we can probably get out of by the time we've determined it as 1-2 years into the deal, whatever it is. And you hear in there is that a lot of these guys are not totally eager to jump in right away. They realize, bet on yourself. The cap is going to keep exploding. It went up $16 million more this year. And so if the cap's going to keep going up and TV deals are on the horizon and salaries are going to keep going up and driving up prices, guys are content to wait and say, even if I take a step back, I'm probably on the open market going to be worth something that's good. So these three deals, CeeDee Lamb, Terrence Steele, and Trayvon Diggs, what could these look like? I've been saying the whole time I think the easiest one to get done is Lamb. There's nothing you can ding him for in terms of the way that he's played. He's stepped up. He's become a huge leader for the locker room. He's produced regardless of the quarterback that he's played with.
Well, he's going to want 30. That's where the ding is going to happen, right?
Well, here's the thing. I think that it's really easy to look at the division and look at the agent that you're dealing with and get an idea of what this contract's going to cost. Because the agent is Tory Dandy, and Tory has negotiated recently Mike Williams for the Chargers, Deebo Samuel for the 49ers, and most recently and most important to this discussion right here, he's A.J. Brown's agent. And he got A.J. Brown's deal done, which A.J. Brown's deal was 4 years, $100 million, so $25 million a year, $57 million guaranteed. If you adjust for the cap going up a little bit, you then increase, put CD a little above A.J. Brown.
So what, 105, 108?
108, probably. So $27 million annually. That would also, on the average annual value, put him just ahead of Cooper Kupp.
It would be 60 guaranteed, probably?
I had 65. That's my guess. So the $8 million difference on the value of the contract between A.J. Brown and CeeDee Lamb, they would probably want to get that guaranteed. So because A.J. Brown had $57 million guaranteed. So tack on the extra $8 becomes $65.
Tyreek makes $30 a year. Devontae makes $28. Cooper Kupp makes $26.7. A.J. makes $25. Stephon Diggs makes $24. He wants to get paid. And DK makes $24. Deebo makes just under $24. McLaurin makes $22.7.
So puts him just ahead of Kupp. Who A.J. Brown said, compare him to that guy. Not to me. Compare him to that guy. But would put him just ahead of Kupp, make him the third highest paid receiver. I think that's fair. I think that's an easy framework to work out. That's the one that makes the most sense to me.
27 a year.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot for a player.
27 a year is 25 a year on last year's cap, like Brown signed, for adjusting to the inflation. The year before, it would have been McLaurin's deal. So it kind of follows the natural progression of McLaurin up to Brown, then up to Lamb with the growth of the cap, and allows you to compare guys within the division. You say, look, McLaurin got paid this year by Washington. Mm-hmm. Brown got this from Philly. This is the natural progression. I think it's just easy to see the framework and the progression and say, this is what you're worth.
Okay.
So that one I think is easy. Terrence Steele. I still contend that part of this talk about him playing guard and some of the other stuff they're doing
Bench. Bench or guard.
Could be that too. Is a negotiating ploy. Because I think that Terrence Steele and his side, they want to get paid well, really well. That he's been a good soldier. He's made, you know, $700,000 or whatever the heck he's made each of these last few seasons. Juwan Taylor signed a deal with the Chiefs this past year after playing with the Jaguars. He signed for 4 years, $80 million, $60 million guaranteed. That's 20 a year. The problem is, I think Steele's camp would say, we're better than Juwan Taylor. He's a right tackle. He played this. The problem is the Chiefs signed him to play left. So they didn't pay. They were paying him like a left tackle. And that's what the Cowboys would probably say. They'd say, no. We'll pay you like Jack Conklin got in Cleveland, which was 15 a year. So you're talking about wanting to be a little ahead of Juwan Taylor, and they want to pay you like Conklin. That's probably 15 to 21 is the gap, which is significant. God. That's why I think they're stuck where they are right now and probably trying some of this gamesmanship. Ultimately, I think you'd have to settle somewhere around 18, meet in the middle, basically. But you'd have to come closer to the guarantees on Taylor than Conklin. Conklin only got $29 million guaranteed. Taylor got 60. So if Steele was 4 years, $18 million a year, $50 million guaranteed, everybody feel okay with that? Or is that too much for y'all?
74 on Pro Football Focus. I mean, if it's not negotiating, then we do need to ask whether he's as good as we think. You've done a hell of a job being Terrence Steele's agent here on the show. But if their evaluation is Tyron is actually better, then don't we need to ask if Tyron's actually better?
I think you should be asking if Tyron's better regardless of how they're playing it. I think you should always be evaluating those sorts of questions on your roster. Like, do I have a better answer? And so I don't have a problem with them doing that. My issue is, I think you've...
Because if he's that good, they shouldn't be disrespecting him this much.
You would think not.
Right, but you remember they tried to pay Dak like $25 million a year when the market was clearly at like $34 million. They played around, got cute with Amari Cooper. Things took as long as they did with Zeke. They historically have done these tug of wars.
So they're going to do the same thing again.
How much are you suggesting per year for Steele?
I am saying I think he'd ask for around 21, which would make him the top right tackle. I don't think he's going to get him. You ask above what you get. That's just natural.
I know, but you can't pay him remotely in the ballpark of CeeDee Lamb.
I think, well, that wouldn't be it. That's far off. 18.
It's $6 million 18 a year.
18 a year?
18 a year is what I think they could settle at.
That would make him the fifth highest paid right tackle.
So you're going to pay him more than you pay than you're going to pay Diggs?
I don't know.
Or
are
close
you?
To it.
Let's ask. Find out.
What's the segue? Steele is 26, so he's still young. Ooh, fifth high. Is he that good? Is he the fifth best? Is he a top five right tackle in football? I know in football you got to pay above what you actually position as back. But top five?
Is
he that good?
He looked that good. How the offensive line fell off and the run game fell off as soon as he left. I mean, it didn't look as good with Tyron Smith out there. That's the thing, is that you can ask the question, is Tyron better? We've been given evidence at the end of last season that showed he wasn't better than Steele there, like just objectively.
Okay.
The cornerback question is going to be another interesting one. I think that what the Cowboys would try to do is they would say, we're not going to pay you like the top corner in the game. We're not doing that. The eighth highest paid corner on an average annual deal is J.C. Jackson with the Chargers. And I think the Cowboys would look at it and say, that's the guy that you are. You're an interception machine. That's great. You get turnovers. You give up some big plays, though, just like J.C. Jackson does. And the market said J.C. Jackson was worth $16.5 million a year, not Jair Alexander's 21. And you probably wanting to go above that to 22.
Here are the top paid guys, Choppy. Right. Jair, 21. Denzel Ward, 20. Jalen Ramsey, 20. Marlon Humphrey and Lattimore, 19.5. Then it drops down to Xavier Howard at 18. Tre'Davious White, 17.2. J.C. Jackson, 16.5.
So I think that with Jackson making 16.5, the Cowboys know a standard negotiating argument is cap goes up. You can't pay me 16.5 today if J.C. Jackson got 16.5. If you want to pay me like J.C. Jackson, you need to pay me 18. If Diggs wants 22, though, which would put him above Alexander, that's a significant gap, similar to the one with Steele. I think Diggs has a stronger case that he needs to be paid closer to his number than the Cowboys do to 18. I think that the lowest you could come in
on. Wait a sec. Say that again.
I think Diggs has a better argument to be paid closer to what he wants than the Cowboys wanting to pay him similar to 16.5. I think that you need to come in at 20. You're probably going to need to pay Diggs $20 million a year. And
Choppy, team builder RJ Choppy.
The interesting thing is Jair, even though he's the highest paid corner annually, and Diggs would want to go above that, his guaranteed money is only $30 million. That's 11th among corners. Sauce Gardner on a rookie deal is being paid more fully guaranteed than Jair Alexander. And so I think he'd want it to come up. He'd want to be above Jair on the guarantees if he wasn't going to hit the annual. So Chop, what you'd have to pay, 4 years, $80 million, that's $20 million a year, $40 million totally guaranteed. So the first 2 years are fully guaranteed, basically.
What is the cap number, the total cap number?
The full value of the contract?
No, the
NFL salary.
Oh, yeah. Right now it's 224. It was 208 when J.C. Jackson signed.
You're going to pay, let's just, Dak's deal is going to be what?
45?
Yeah, probably. 45, 46.
45.
Unless, you know.
May go a little higher.
And I'll just say 25 for Lamb. 20 for each of the other two.
Okay.
That's $100 million on four guys. That's almost half your cap.
Woo.
On four. We haven't even paid Micah yet. That's $30 million right there.
There's very little chance that their cap numbers would ever be that, though. Like, for instance, Diggs' cap number, he's $20 million is what he's making. I don't know that Diggs' cap number ever sees $20 million because of, and we've talked about it before, we won't have to go into it, but the gymnastics and the accounting tricks, he'll never count $20 million against your cap.
What was the number you used, David?
But you need, like, this is just a team building issue. Like, it doesn't really matter. Everybody focuses on the quarterback money. It doesn't really matter. The quarterback's elite. It doesn't matter what everybody else paid. You need depth. This team's enamored with stars. Who are the stars on, like, Kansas City?
Patrick Mahomes,
Kelsey,
Chris Jones.
Okay, all right. I mean, that you're running out of names.
They just paid Juwan Taylor, who we were just comparing Steele to.
Okay, you're running out of names though. You know, we've got more stars than the Chiefs do by a lot, more names. And I'm not saying we should emulate them because you can't emulate them because they've got Mahomes. But like, you need depth. Depth is what, especially on defense. Depth is key. You know, you start paying all these guys $20 million, you're gonna have less depth.
Below the belt every day at this time on your home of America's team, Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Roberto, the real experts, the people who know sports the best say it's still not the Rangers' division. And do we even have a top 10 candidate for MVP? Next on your home for Rangers baseball right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.